The following is a recording for Maria Barona of iAdvise on Thursday, April 27, 2017 at 10 a.m. Central Time. This is the FibraN First Quarter 2017 conference call. Good morning. My name is Katie, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FibraN conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks. Please go ahead.
Hi, good day to everyone, and thank you very much for joining us as we discuss FibraN's results for the first quarter 2017. Please note that we issued the earnings report yesterday to the media as investor and analyst. There is also an accompanying PowerPoint presentation, which we'll be referring to this call today. Both of these are available to the Investor Relations section of our website. Please refer to this information for a clear understanding of our results. Also note that the forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's points of view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. If you turn to slide 2 of the presentation, we can review the agenda, which will consist of a discussion of the distribution and dividend yield of the quarter. This will be followed by an operational and financial review prior to the question and answer session. From FibraN, we are pleased to have with us our presenters, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. Thank you again for your kind attention, and I will turn the call over to Mr. Calvillo.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning, everyone. We have concluded our first quarter of the year with positive results reaching 480.4 million pesos in revenues that successfully result from marketing and sales team efforts, plus the progressive stabilization of hotels that are in the phase and reflect an significant increase in same-store sales, as we will discuss later in the conference. This quarter is more frequent to see a substitution of business travelers with leisure travelers as a result of the seasonality of the winter vacation season in some markets. Yesterday, April 26, the technical committee approved a new procedure for the calculation of the distribution to certificate holders. The main objective of this new procedure is to stabilize distribution payments so that they are in line with the nature of FibraN's real estate business, which is similar to rental income that is obtained from a portfolio of properties. It consists of the following. An objective of distribution base for 2017 that is 1 peso per certificate or its equivalent for each of the quarters, that is 25 cents per quarter. There will also be additional distribution in the event of the following. The first is that certain strategic goals from strategic hotel acquisition pipeline are met. This means revenues obtained from development fees, and that in the event of a sale of one of those hotels, that this generates a profit with respect to the original investment, we might distribute additional money. Let's proceed to slide 5. As a result of this measure, the distribution per certificate for the first quarter was 25 cents per certificate, equivalent to a total of 110 million pesos. This is 13% increase over the total distribution for the same quarter of 2016, and it represents a new record dividend yield of 9.05% when considering the closing price of 11.05 per certificate just yesterday. Additionally, on January 16th of this year, there was an issuance of 14 million certificates related to the payment made due to the internalization of the advisor. This payment will be made based on performance after a three-year period. As we mentioned previously, these securities will remain in treasury until they are used for the agreed-upon payment. As a result, today, FibraN has issued a total of 504,019,542 certificates, of which 440,019,542 are outstanding certificates. It is also important to mention that this issuance will represent a one-time dilution of up to 2.7% 3 years from now. Please turn to slide 7 for a discussion of our property portfolio. FibraN strives to have the most efficient portfolio of assets. As we mentioned last quarter, we are now analyzing various alternatives for rebalancing the portfolio that will allow us to reach higher value generation through the sale of certain assets. Right now, the current standard is as follows. We have 43 hotels in our portfolio. 42 are in operation, and there is one more that is currently closed for remodeling as it is converted into a global brand. This is the AT Hotel by Marriott in Guadalajara that will inaugurate it in the middle of June. In total, there are 7,115 rooms, of which 6,713 rooms are currently in operation and 222 rooms under construction. Lastly, there are 180 rooms that are part of the rebranding I just mentioned at the AC by Marriott Guadalajara. Fibrahim continues to be present in four market segments, limited, select, full, and extended stay, throughout 15 Mexican states, offering 15 global brands and four local brands. Additionally, the strategic hotel acquisition pipeline has two properties under construction, the JW Marriott Monterrey and the Marriott Monterrey Aeropuerto that will add 430 rooms in total. That is all for me, and I will turn the call over to Mr. Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, for the operational financial review.
Thank you, Oscar, and good morning to everyone. Let's begin on page 9 with the financial highlights of the quarter. On February 13, 2017, the Financial Committee approved the hedging amount increase for up to 66% of the outstanding debt. As a result, FIBRA Inc. placed interest rate swap for 900 million pesos with Citibanamex, 200 million pesos with the BBVA Bancomer, and 165 million pesos with Scotiabank, all of which are due in September 2019. Lastly, we continue the processes in order to finalize the implementation of the share repurchase fund. The plan is to begin operating this program very soon. Please turn to slide 10. In terms of same stores, during the quarter, we obtained some very solid results in the 40 comparable properties. This included a 12.5% increase in room revenue, 60.8% occupancy during the quarter. Not considering the effect of the room additions, occupancy reached 61.4%. We reached another historic high for the company in terms of the average daily rate. This indicator reached the highest level in our history at 1,242 pesos, a 6.6% annual increase. Revenue per available room also reached record levels at 762.9 pesos, excluding additional rooms. FIBRA Inc.'s objective at this point is to maintain current occupancy levels, boost the performance of those hotels that are in the ramp-up phase, and maintain the position of the remaining hotels in the portfolio. We believe that the current occupancy level reported by FIBRA Inc.'s hotels represent a stabilized operating level and is sustainable over time. The room rate strategy is based on the application of algorithmic systems provided by the international hotel chains. As such, we will continue our efforts in the day-to-day operations in order to adapt to the particular demand that exists in each of the markets in which we participate. Please turn to slide 17. Total revenues reached 480.4 million pesos, which is a 16.4% increase over the figure reported in the first quarter of 2016. 95.4% of this amount was comprised of room revenues, and 4.6% was from rental revenues. By segment, as you can see on the slide, the proportions remain consistent with those for the same quarter last year. What we are seeing is that in terms of revenues, we continue to show growth stemming from the central and the northern region of the country, which is a good sign for FIBRA Inc. and the Mexican economy and the world, as is there are the strongest regions of the country. The 17% increase we experienced in terms of room revenues was driven mainly by same-store sales, which contributed approximately 12.5% of this increase, and all results highlight our team's aggressive marketing and sales efforts aimed at stabilizing some of the properties that are under that process, as well as repatriating business traveler guests, which tend to be low during the first 2 weeks of January due to the holidays with leisure travelers, as Oscar mentioned before. As a matter of fact, we experienced a stronger performance than in prior years, as domestic travelers were more inclined to travel within the country instead of going abroad. This was the result of the exchange rate effects, which we have discussed previously, that have made outbound travel much more expensive in the leisure sector. In regard to our main core, the business sector, we are reinforcing our sales strategy in the cities of Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, Querétaro, León, and Puebla, as well as the Central Bajío region. The remaining 4.5% was driven by a higher number of rooms. Let's turn to the reviewing the income statement on slide 12. As I just mentioned, total revenue rose by 16.4% compared to the first quarter 2016. Operating expenses equaled 63.7%, as a percentage of revenue increasing 2 percentage points when compared to the first quarter of 2016. This is mainly due to higher lodging costs, since we invested in various marketing strategies recently. Such breakfast is including the price of the stay as well as higher participation from online and traditional travel agencies. This was in order to raise sales from vacation travelers in order to offset the lower number of business travelers at this time of the year. Also, our goal was to increase the number of guests driven to stay with us in order to acquire loyalty points program with global brands. And higher administration costs due to an increase in payrolls for annual salary revisions and payment of incentives. NOI reached 174.4 million pesos, a 10.4% increase. That represented an NOI margin of 36.3% for the quarter. This represented a 200 basis points decline compared to the 38.3% in the prior year. Moving down the table to the adjusted EBITDA, this amount was 152 million pesos, equivalent to a 31.6% margin compared to the 33% margin of first quarter 2016. Interest expense of this first quarter was 50.6 million pesos when compared to the 31.5 million pesos of same quarter last year. This increase was due to a higher interest rate amount given the 1 billion pesos public debt reopening that took place in the past October, and also the increase in the Mexican interbank interest rate. FFO was 109.9 million pesos, a 22.9% margin when compared to the 109.7 million pesos reported in first quarter 2016. Finally, holder distributions equivalent to 25 cents per certificate reached an annualized dividend yield of 9.05%, which Oscar reviewed just a few minutes ago. Turning on to page 13 for the balance sheet discussion, 79.8 million pesos in cash. There is a remaining balance of 221.5 million pesos in recoverable value added tax that is in the process of being refunded with the Mexican tax authority. The company is in the process for the release of the warranties over the 16 hotels in the Fibra's portfolio with a total value of more than 4.5 billion pesos due to the bank loan cancellation last December. At March 31st, 2017, the outstanding balance of the Fibra issuance debt was 2,875.4 million pesos, equivalent to 2,847.3 million pesos if we take into account the deferred expenses paid at the time of the issuance. As of March 31st, 2017, the company had available debt resources, considering the current balance of cash and cash equivalents, for 1,125 million pesos without surpassing the 33% loan-to-value threshold set forth by the company's technical committee. Fibra Inc. presents a 29.5 loan-to-value ratio as of March 31st, 2017, and we have a 66% coverage covering the long-term debt with interest rate swaps for 900 million pesos with Citibanamex, 200 million pesos with BBVA Vancomer, and 165 million pesos with Scotiabank, as said before. Thank you for your attention. Operator, may we please move to the Q&A session?
Thank you, sir. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. That is star one on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Alejandro Lavin from Citigroup.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, and thank you for taking our questions. I have a question on asset sales that you mentioned that could drive incremental dividend growth this year. So if we could have maybe more color on the maybe expected timelines of these sales, the size, maybe some range on valuation or cap rates, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Hello, Alejandro. This is Miguel Aliaga. Yes, as we stated on last quarter, no, the idea for FibraIN is, of course, not to, it's not, the core business is not to sell the whole portfolio. The idea for us is to, if we do a sale of one or two hotels, let's say 450 million pesos deal, that should be okay for us. And of course, the idea is to not sell the most profitable assets, but some assets that that can be replaced pretty easy, and of course, assets that may represent, of course, important interesting deals. No, the time frame for that means that we may be seeing something mostly by the third or the fourth quarter of the year, because it's usually a long process. We have, as we mentioned in the press release, we just started the process, but usually it's a process that may last between 5 to 7 months to complete the full process. Huh? I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, we are holding for questions. Please press star 1 at this time if you would like to ask a question. Our next question comes from Pablo Duarte from Actinver.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thank you for the call. Congratulations on the results. I think it is a great move that you, as a lodging Fibra, are bringing this stable and high-yield quarterly dividends to the market, still with that upside potential you mentioned on certain strategies. I just want to have this perfectly clear. So the 25 cents per CBFI base dividends for the year are based exclusively on the trust existing portfolio. Is this correct? Thank you.
Hello, Pablo. This is Miguel Aliaga again. Yes, it's exactly what, as you said. No, this is the objective dividend that we are going to pay for the year, and it's of course including the current portfolio. And as we mentioned, if there's something else, of course, additional hotels or revenue coming from the strategic pipeline that, of course, we have implemented since last year, or the sale on one of these hotels, this would be, we may see some additional dividends that could be distributed, no? And of course, that would be a decision to be taken by the committees, but that's part of the idea, no? To try to expand, or to have a potential expansion on the dividends, but to have also this dividend objective base, no?
Okay, great. Thank you, Miguel. And also, if you could give us an update on the share repurchase program. Thank you.
Yes, as you may know, the process is all the red paper is pretty long, no? You need to comply with many issues, and of course there's a trustee involved, and of course it's one of the brokers, so we are almost let's say pretty soon we will have the first agreement in place. So it means that maybe by the end of this month or the beginning of next month, we may have this contract ready to start the repurchase of shares. Huh?
Okay, perfect. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bob.
Once again, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our next question comes from Mary Mark Torbmanca from UBS.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the call. My question is on your FFO margin. It was lower than we expected this quarter, and I understand that you mentioned some extraordinary costs and some increases in your marketing for the quarter, but do you think that this is going to be recurring, or what should we expect for your FFO margin for the rest of the year?
So, Marimar, yes, of course, all those costs that you were explaining is usually part of the operational issues of the hotels. What we believe is that really what happened with FFO, it's mostly on the interest rate, no? If we do the exercise for example, the cash available we have from the last debt issuance, if it's supposed to be used on the hotel's investment, this may represent an increase on FFO of about 14%. No? So it's really mostly on that issue. No? The others are operational issues that may tend to be, if you increase sales, sometimes, of course, you need to pay more variable to the sales team, for example, no? So what I mean is the FFO was supposed to be 119 million pesos if we were supposed to use 100% of the funds that are still available in the company and that are, of course, waiting for the closing of some of the projects that we have still pending. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you once again. We are holding for questions. Please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. At this time, I am showing no further questions in the queue. I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Calvillo for closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you very much for your participation today and your continued interest in VRAIN. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.